This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the next 30 minutes, Ted Nugent is joining us, and I really appreciate him joining us today. I was listening to Channel 38 on XM, and I heard one of the talk show hosts going, you know, he's the best guitarist ever, and we love him, but, you know, he's kind of wacky, Uncle Ted, claiming Facebook censoring him, and he's really got 20-something million, but they only showed 2 million. Come on, you ought to be glad to have 2 million. And then I turned on the news that night and, you know, heard somebody make a snarky comment. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's a hit piece out on Ted Nugent. I went and printed off, no exaggeration, like 50 mainstream news articles admitting Facebook is censoring conservatives and libertarians and working with the CIA to do it. That's the CIA that Obama still has people in there working with. So I wanted to talk about that, the state of the country, the Korea situation, the hurricane. Later this month, he's going out to Okinawa to play for the Marines. So he's going to be close to this whole North Korea crisis, right in the middle of it. So I wanted to get his take on that. Thanks for coming on, sir.
Well, I appreciate it, Alex. First of all, we'll keep the spirit ultra buoyant and positive by saying happy hunting season across America, September 2017.
Absolutely. This is a short segment, longer segment coming up. Just recapitulate what you were told about what's happened to your Facebook, because I personally check it out all the time. And I remember it had like 26 million one day. I was looking at it a few years ago. And then I went back like a month later, and there was 2 million. I've never seen them jack with somebody's Facebook like yours.
Well, truth, logic, and common sense is what I represent in the leftists and the Antifa and the electronic goofballs out there in charge of social media. They can't debate me. You know they can't debate me. They know they can't debate me because I've got all the evidence, all the history, all the facts, all the data on my side. And every time they attempt to debate me, I eat them alive. So they've got to control me with their technology. And I know for a fact, I recently had a post on, it doesn't even matter what it was about because we talk about everything and anything on my Facebook page. And I had over 25 million responses while Facebook claims I only have a 3.5 million reach. I got a buddy that does, well, I'm not going to tell you what he does. All I can tell you is that he knows everything about social media and all this technology, and he knows for a fact that I'm between 25 and 35 million reach on my Facebook, but Facebook only admits 3.5 million. So once again, the truth will get out there in spite of those that hate the truth.
Absolutely. Well, I had them approach me a few years ago and say, buy advertising and we'll let you actually reach your fans who are trying to get there, but they're not putting, even though they sign up to want to see your post, my post, they're not letting our post get to them. So it's truly sickening. But as you said, there you are getting 25 million people responding, but then they're saying that you have way less than that. When that was just one story that had that, they're saying you have less than that in a month.
You know, and those controversial moments, which you don't have to look very hard to find, they happen every few minutes with the fake news outrage that has been attacking me for the last 45 plus years. I mean, the things they say about me, Alex, are just insane. They just pull stuff out of their ass and make stuff up every day.
Same with me.
Nastiest stuff. I'm not even going to repeat it here because it's just insane. But those people that know me, you and I know each other. I know people. I've been on the road all summer again. I did my 6,628
wow.
concert last week. That's 6,628 concerts. And most importantly, Alex, I don't just do concerts and then order room service. I have meetings with the community every day, Alex, all my life, all my career. Hang out with cops and teachers and hardware store operators and pipeline CEOs and ranchers and welders and bow hunters and deer hunters.
You've got your finger on the pulse of America. Ted Nugent, stay there.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the censorship. I'll go over some mainstream news articles confirming you're right. And then I'm going to ask you, what do we do about this? Because, you know, these platforms operate as monopolies, and they're trying to violate our civil rights. What do we do when we have voices to talk about the censorship that's getting so bad?
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And the Rock and Roll Anthem Stranglehold. By one of the greatest guitarists ever, the Motor City Madman, who spends his time between Michigan, beautiful country, just up there last year doing some hunting, and good old Texas. Ted Nugent's with us till the bottom of the hour. Now, again, the reason I called him this weekend, he was gracious to come on short notice, is I listen to some of the channels on XM, and I like heavy rock, which now Liberal Homeland Security in Canada has said is a sign that you're a racist hate monger. That's mainstream news today. But seriously, I like listening to Ted Nugent. So I was literally tuning in to hear something like Ted Nugent, and I hear the host making fun of Ted. Ted's the best guitarist ever. Oh, he's so wonderful. Got a bunch of Ted Nugent coming up, but he claims he's being censored. Everybody knows that's not happening. Well, I just happened to print more than 50 mainstream news articles. And while he's talking, I'm just going to be showing them for the TV audience, but here's a few for radio. Facebook trending news excludes Drudge Report, Breitbart, InfoWars, and they admit they are. Here's The Hill. Report Facebook omit conservative topics from trending list. Gizmodo. Former Facebook workers, we routinely suppress conservative news. Social media giant organizing trust and safety council with Islamicist and feminist to censor conservative news sites. That's right. Jihad Watch has been banned off PayPal. They're trying to ban us right now. But actual jihad groups with Linda Saussure can be on there. Facebook blacklists trending news stories daily, contractors say. Facebook bans conservatives for complaining about censorship. Facebook to decide what's real versus fake news. Facebook now last week bans conservative advertising. Soros Finances Group helping Facebook flag disputed stories. Okay, I mean, this is Associated Press, Reuters, New York Times. Senator demands answers from Facebook on claims of trending list bans. So there's now investigations in Congress about this. I'm going to stop right there because I don't want to waste our time we've got with Ted Nugent here. But I want to defend him because on TV and radio this weekend, and I'm not a big consumer of TV and radio, I heard him being trashed because there's a talking point out. They don't want somebody, one of the top rock stars ever, sold out shows everywhere, loved across the board, hundreds of millions of fans on the internet, to have his word out there about being censored. They want to make a joke about it to discredit everybody when they admit they're censoring. So that's why this is a big deal. It is happening, and we're going to discuss it. Google, Facebook, Twitter, they're all censoring libertarians, conservatives. They've been censoring Trump's Twitter feed. Drudge, they've been calling his information inappropriate when it's links to jobs numbers and stuff, or to NASA reporting on an asteroid. They are censoring all of us at an alarming rate. They admit they are. So, Ted Nugent, what do we do about it?
Well, you do what I do, and what you do, you raise hell. You know, I've talked about this so many times before, but the media is so infested with anti-Americanism. They literally scoff and mock at me and you and the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and those great American rednecks that saved all those people in Corpus Christi in Houston and in Louisiana. I just wrote another article. I write for a dozen or so publications, including Deer and DeerHunting.com. Now, if everybody would think about that, Deer and DeerHunting.com, I weave in the politics that is the tip of the culture war spear, which is anti-gun, anti-hunting, anti-independence, anti-rugged individualism, and those are the people that saved all those people in the Harvey aftermath, and in fact, it's still going on. Those are duck hunters. Those are deer hunters. Those are NRA members. I just couldn't get over it, Alex, that even on CNN and some of the anti-American fake newsmasters, they would show these guys in these lifted pickup trucks and these mossy oak camouflage boats saving people of every ethnicity, every color, every walk of life, and they would have T-shirts with crossed AR-15s and say, Mehlan Roop, come and get them. So they couldn't censor the live reports that what you and I represent is the heart and soul of this country. So they have to make fun of me. And if you've noticed, only after I'm done with the interview, they never challenge me when I'm on the air with them because they know I'll eat them alive because I've got all the facts, all the data, all the history, all the current and historical information to make my point because it's not my point. It's self-evident truth, logic, and common sense, which the mainstream media is allergic to. So we, the people, individuals, have to constantly hammer our elected employees to remind them to get the Trump agenda accomplished. You and I talked many years ago that the number one curse in America was not the gun-running team of Obama and Holder and the liberals and the anti-Americans taking over our government in academia and media. It's we, the people, who don't come to the forefront, don't stand on the front lines of this experiment in self-government and demand accountability, ultimately constitutional accountability from our elected employees. So the real curse in America isn't the enemy that's winning in the media and academia and too often in government, even though now we've got the right administration. Boy, we can talk about that. Those are all my guys with Trump. Those are all real American working hard, playing hard constitutionalists. But we the people, each individual American, has to have a constant and a consistent communication with our senator, our congressman, our mayor, our governor, and the White House, showing the support for the common sense agenda of President Donald Trump, crushing the status quo that has ruined everything in this great country of ours.
Wow, Ted Nugent is on fire as usual. When is he not in fuego? We have several videos we shot in Austin last week, in Houston and in Austin, where and some of these videos have like 10, 12, 14 million views apiece because it's so incredible. We show the loving, caring people of all race, colors, and creeds coming together in Houston. And then we show the protesters against Trump coming that the media kind of ignored because they knew this looked bad. And they are the most hateful, evil, vicious people. And then we've had reporters in the situation in Virginia 3 weeks ago and out in San Francisco. When the Antifa shows up throwing feces, urine, beating people, attacking folks, and Trump says, hey, the white supremacists are bad, but so is the Antifa, and the media says he's evil and wrong, but now 3 weeks later, Pelosi and all of them have had to come out and admit that indeed it's true, and Antifa has now been listed as a terrorist organization. So they've absolutely had to eat crow and admit that Trump was right when he came out and said, yeah, both sides were wrong.
And then, and Alex, that's the manifestation of what I just said is what we're supposed to do. Believe me, Pelosi is the enemy. Maxine Waters, I don't even know what planet she's from. I mean, the Democrats, the left, the liberals, these are strange, bizarre, anti-logic, anti-American freaks, each and every one of them. If you just watch Maxine Waters try to find a syllable, and you can actually say I'm on her side, that's a direct result of we the people electing Donald Trump and showing support for Donald Trump, that even those freaks like Pelosi, they have to acquiesce. That's the perfect example of when we the people put pressure on our elected employees, that even the worst of the worst like Pelosi, they have to finally admit that those that are anti-fascist are the fascists.
Incredible.
When the president condemns all violence, the left finds fault with all lives matter and the condemning of all violence. I mean, this is Planet of the Apes, Cuckoo's Nest, Dayglo, Orange, Clockwork, Mad Magazine, Twilight Zone stuff. So we the people are actually getting our comeuppance by the fact that Pelosi had to admit her people are the evil, hateful, violent people.
Exactly. How big of a victory? Because Trump didn't do a victory lap. He was too busy with Hurricane Harvey. And I follow your Facebook. I saw you did a few posts on it. But as libertarians, as conservatives, as just common sense Americana, like you say, working hard, playing hard, red-blooded, you know, humans who aren't sissies and who aren't trying to be victims, we have kind of a problem, though. We always get proven right. We keep moving forward, and we never double back and say, see, we were right. We just did it there. But I think more and more, we've got to kind of point out to folks that, listen, you know, folks promoting Americana know what we're talking about. You want to live in North Korea? You want to live in Venezuela? Get your ass down there. Stop bitching and complaining. Why do Pelosi and Michael Moore want to mount America's head on the wall? Why do they, in their own internal documents, more of them come out in emails, talk about how much they hate America and hate God and hate prosperity, and Hillary calls her supporters dumb basement dwellers and talks about how they want free stuff? Well, lady, that's what you advertise. You know, at least we tell folks don't try to get free stuff. Nothing's ever free. She says she's got free stuff and then hates her own poor constituents.
Well, that's why your spotlight on the cockroaches, Alec, is so important. That's really what we the people, that's what our job is as experimenters in self-government, to spotlight the cockroaches. You've perfected that over the years. And in my own little guitar playing world, I mean, I just wrapped up the greatest tour of my life with the most amazing music and the band and the crowd and my crew. Every night was just phenomenal all summer, and now I'm taking it to Okinawa for the ultimate rock and roll concert for the United States Marine Corps, just downwind of Yangon. So wow. I don't know what buttons to push there, but you're absolutely correct. The manifestation of a cultural deprivation is the fact that the spotlight has finally hit the right cockroaches, because Donald Trump represents a crowbar upside the head of status quo politics.
He represents the lights coming on at midnight.
The lights are coming on. Absolutely. That's what our job is.
Look, I don't want to toot your horn, but this is real strategy. You on the NRA board were able to get a more hardcore and more like Gun Owners America, and you were somebody that pushed for that, and now the NRA is more amazing than ever, best organization on earth in my view. But there are a lot of folks in conservative that still get intimidated by kind of the mainline neocon or rhino stuff that, oh, Ted Nugent's a little extreme. Oh, Alex Jones, he's way extreme. Then they misquote who we are. But if they really pay attention, you, more than anybody, you said your little corner of guitar. You are, other than Trump and a Nigel Farage or a Ron Paul, you know, to a certain extent with libertarians or myself, I mean, there's only five or six, seven big guys that are out front. And you, before Trump came along, were the biggest standard bearer for conservative, libertarian, Americana. God, guns, and guts. It's just a fact. And
I don't mince words. I don't play games. I know that I don't have to defend my right to hunt. I celebrate it. I don't have to defend my right to keep and bear arms. I promote it and celebrate it. The NRA will tell you that the reason I get more votes than any member of the board of directors, pretty much 90% of them, is because I don't play games. I don't adjust my tie, and I'm not worried about the words that I use. I come from the streets of Detroit, and I know that words matter, and I know how real America talks, and I talk like those camouflage guys in those duck boats saving innocent lives down in Houston and Corpus Christi in Louisiana. Those are the Ted Nugent American working hard, playing hard.
And that's where I was going. That's where I was going, is that it's people like you and Charlton Heston that made us what we are today, that took us over this hump where we have a fighting chance against the collectivist, and then to sit there and watch kind of the establishment Republicans act like you're an outsider, Trump's an outsider, when you and others have brought them Congress, the awakening, the guys in the duck boats, all of us together, and then to still have the blue blood Republicans, the country club Republicans, looking down their noses at us, when you are the guy that reformed the NRA, you're the guy that we can really owe for probably turning the whole Second Amendment battle around, that and Charlton Heston before you, who I know you work closely with. So that said, I'm asking you to really realize that I understand you're self-deprecating and you don't want to toot your own horn. But Ted, other than Trump, you're, you know, one of the main leaders out there. So I'm just asking you to use that great brain you've got to think of what you can do more to general people into being more aggressive so that the weak-kneed Republicans don't basically win the day. I'm asking you the same thing I did 10 years ago. I said, please get in there and kick some ass at the NRA. And it's not that I asked you so you did it. A lot of folks were doing it. But I'm saying, you cleaned up the NRA. Can you help us clean up the Republicans?
Absolutely. I see it happening all the time. I was with a gal on Fox television last week, a couple weeks ago, when I was wrapping up the tour in New York City. And her name is Lena Epstein, and she's a hellraiser, and she understands that we got to get back to the brass tacks. We got to get back to the right to keep and bear arms, not to be infringed. We don't need any government paperwork for our First Amendment, and we sure as hell shouldn't need any government paperwork for our Second Amendment. I don't need a permit to carry a gun. I got that right from God, and the Constitution guarantees it. That's all the permits I need. And this kind of gal should be running against Debbie Stabenow, one of Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters' buddies here in the once reliably blue state of Michigan. How embarrassing can you get to be a reliably blue state? But we proved they were wrong when Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin came to the fore and we voted for Donald Trump because he's a hellraiser. We the people are supposed to be hellraisers. We're not supposed to act like French and Canadians, with all due respect to my friends in Canada. But we don't bend over. We stand up and we demand constitutional accountability. And I see that hellraising increasing all the time, Alex. And you certainly were a leader on that front. We salute you for that. Because to be an extremist, to be a radical, are like those Americans who went to Concord Bridge when the British were going to take our guns. And we didn't sit down and have tea with them. We shot them in the damn head. We killed them. You come to take away our guns, we'll cut you in half. Somebody write that down. And that's the battle cry that's going to get all of our rights back. That's going to get rugged individualism back, self-sufficiency, real independence. We don't want to take stuff. We want to provide stuff. And that's the new battle cry that Donald Trump represents, and Mad Dog Mattis and Zinke and all the entire staff of President Obama are the guys that I would share a hunting campfire with, literally.
Can you imagine having Obama? You know, Obama sent this letter, I don't know if you've seen it, to Trump back in January, and now leaked it. So it's a private letter, so he leaks it. How classy. And in it, he says, listen, your job is to sustain the world government order. He actually says your job is to keep the international order in place, and that America's only part of it. What a treasonous letter. And that's why they're so upset that Trump's had success with the stock market and had success with new jobs and is turning the economy around with a 3.0 growth rate, something they said Trump could never do because Obama never did it.
Well, and the writing is on the wall. You look at my wonderful birth city of Detroit. It was the work ethic epicenter, the productivity epicenter of the globe when I was born in 1948, until Mayor Coleman Young and the Liberal Democrats took over and trained people, brainwashed people, de-sold the people that you don't have to try. You just stay home, or you go ahead and make Chrysler products that won't even run and will still send you a bonus check. But when you give people something, you turn them into zombies. The worst thing you can do to a human being is to give him stuff, because then he has no pride of work ethic or ownership or earning his own way. And I see that reversed nowadays. I see that work ethic and that drive to make America strong by making our family strong and our neighborhood strong by being the most productive, most quality control person you can be. That's the Donald Trump army, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
Absolutely. I don't know if you saw this, but Phil Mudd, a big Democrat, and a guy appointed to the FBI deputy directorship from the CIA by Obama, he came out on CNN a month ago and said, we're going to kill Trump. That's a quote. We're going to kill him. And there's all this talk about removing him outside of impeachment and all this talk at high levels about, you know, trying to claim that he's mentally ill or something. What do you make of that?
Well, I've been dealing with these freaks. I mean, we've always heightened our security on tour because people have threatened to kill me because I murder innocent animals. I don't even know what to make of that. Your brain's got to be 90% LSD to think that murdering innocent animals is what we do to feed the human species. That's like so bizarre, I just laugh at it. However, these freaks are serious, and they threaten to kill our family because we hunt, because we believe in the Second Amendment, because we trounce and spotlight the cockroaches on the left that hate America and hate the Constitution, hate the American dream, hate independence.
Why do they hate it? Why do they hate it? Why? What's their problem?
I got to tell you, Alex, I grew up with these people. I'll be 69 in a couple months. And I grew up with these people who are running the media and that are entrenched in the government right now. These are dope smokers. They make no sense. Their logic meter is pinned in the off position. That you listen to Al Franken talk, you listen to Bill Maher talk, you watch Nancy Pelosi try to form a syllable. And you've got to know that these people are brain dead and they're in it for their own selfish reasons. Dude, I mean, look at Maxine Waters. She has how many mansions, and she represents the downtrodden of Los Angeles, but she doesn't even live in the residency of her constituency. I mean, there's so many glaring examples of what the left misrepresents and the dishonesty and the deceit. So if you have the audacity to stand up for working and earning your own way and living within your means and save for a rainy day and put your nose to the grindstone and be the best that you can be, it interferes with their brainwashing and their racism. They like to keep certain members of our society under their thumb.
That's right.
So they will vote for them and they will be able to benefit from that. So it's pretty obvious unless you're one of them. And that's why Donald Trump represents a complete sucker punch into the status quo of the entrenched politics that has ruined everything in this country.
And we were talking during the break, and I got to go. Please come back soon. You were talking about the media, the lies they say about you, about me. Folks, you got to know. You're talking about Ted Nugent or anybody else who's a patriot. You need to see the video for yourself. Don't just believe it when they put it in print. You were telling me some amazing lies they put out against you.
It's just astonishing. They constantly say that I dodged the draft. I didn't dodge the draft. I did an interview with some stone freak for High Times magazine, and I referenced the story of my drummer, KJ Knight, who was a dear friend of mine, who went through all kinds of falderal to avoid the draft, and it was so damn funny back then. I gave that story to High Times because, Alex, they never got the band members' names right. They never got the instruments right. They never got the song titles right. They never got the date right. They never got the facility right. They were all stoned idiots.
And that old lie, that first lie, gets regurgitated more and more like it's true.
It's just absolutely false. Listen, I couldn't have avoided the draft. I was Superman when I was 19 years old. I used to, literally, I'm not making this up, I would hurdle Volkswagens just to show off. I was so athletic and so wiry, I was already a sniper.
Ted, I know you've got to go, but I want you to be able to finish this. If you got to go, I understand. But can you do 5 more minutes with us?
I can, absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back. Ted Nugent, I'm Alex Jones. We were talking about some of the stuff they've claimed about him. It just shows who they are.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
That's right, the communist
Alex
empire's
Jones
on the run.
And the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
You know, that liner is many years old, but now that we have Trump as president, we have a beachhead. If we keep taking the country back, I'll have to change all my liners. But you saw Texas hitting perfect, but Texans are known to respond to disasters and known to shoot you straight. There's those type of values from Northern California to Michigan to Illinois to Florida to Georgia to New York City. It's the media bullying everybody to be afraid to say, we're just patriots. We love America. We love free market. We don't want to live in North Korea. Ted Nugent's with us a few more minutes, breaking down all the things that are happening in our country, in our world. How long can this media bullying continue when it's blowing up in their face everywhere, Ted?
Well, it's deeply entrenched. It's a direct result of the dope smoke of the 60s and 70s, where that generation is now in charge of the fake news monster out there. But I got to tell you, on a positive note, we know that there's always going to be good, bad, and ugly, and it's important to maximize the good by identifying greatest, most musically outrageous and adventurous fun tour of my life. And when we play across California, when we play across New York and New Jersey and Maryland and Massachusetts, Illinois, when you play what they think are blue states, there are no blue states. America is 50 states red, but you have high crime, Democrat run, blue smudges. And wherever this hardcore redneck right wing Ted Nugent, NRA board of director for 26 years guy, rocks out, people in California, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Massachusetts, all these so-called blue states, it's like a homecoming, Alex. I can't find a liberal animal rights freak. Of course, they part like the Red Sea before Moses when I come to town. They're scared to death of me, even though they threaten to kill me on the social media. They haven't got the balls or the capability to confront me in person. But the bottom line is there's so much constitutional integrity, American dream being the best that you can be. It is everywhere. So the answer to your question is nobody's going to know until we continue to hammer the liars at CNN and all the fake news monsters and the liberals who continue to rape and pillage the Constitution and freedom. Until we, the people, do to the country and politics and the media what we did in Houston, Corpus Christi, Louisiana, to show them that the gun nuts, the NRA members, the hunters, the fishermen, the outdoorsmen, the rednecks, the people like you who we put enough pressure on the media that we're not going to listen to their crap anymore, and we're not going to put up with Antifa and Black Lives Matter terrorists anymore. Until that time comes, we're going to have to deal with them. But let me just tell everybody, if we treat politics the way we treated McCain and Romney, because they brought doilies to a grenade fight, they didn't represent jack squat to bring back constitutionalism in this country. Until we do what we did with Donald Trump, and we finally came to the front lines in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania.
What you're saying is this: stop being intimidated. We're in a war. But always, Ted Nugent, stop saying it's a war. Stephen Bannon, stop saying it's a war. Alex Jones, stop calling it an info war.
It's a war.
Exactly. They want us to stop telling the truth because they're in war against us. Look at the WikiLeaks.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly. All I can tell you, Alex, you're doing God's work, and spotlighting cockroaches is one of my greatest sports in the world. That's what the Founding Fathers wanted. The Founding Fathers wanted everybody to be like Ted Nugent and Alex Jones, to question authority, to question and demand constitutional accountability from all elected employees. Hell, just the fact that I came up with the term elected employees, they're not elected officials.
And like you do, support the good employees with our full backing. Other part of the equation. So in closing, you got to go, I know. I wanted to hit two more topics. You're being censored. I'm being censored. They admit they're censoring. As a group, libertarians, conservatives, Congressman Rohrabacher, others are saying this is racketeering. This is civil rights violations. Imagine if they didn't let blacks, publish, letters to the editor. That's what's happening to conservatives across the board. It's very evil, so thank you for speaking out about Facebook blocking you from your own internal IT, which we've experienced, which they admit they're doing. But that's why people need to visit tednugent.com and make it their homepage, or infowars.com, or newswars.com, or drudgereport.com. Whoever you go to, there's safety in numbers. We're growing, but we're in a real war. They are blocking us sharing our Facebook posts. We can post it to our page, but it doesn't get to you. 97% reduction. They don't let us share the articles. And then they force feed Zuckerberg and his anti-gun, open borders, globalism to all 3 billion people or whatever are on Facebook. So just understand, TedNugent.com. Infowars.com. People need to know, yes, we're on these sites that are censoring us because they're big, they're important, we're fighting. But we've got to have our own home bases that are supported. Your comments on that, Ted?
Well, number one, a thank to everybody out there. I know they're listening to your show right now, Alex, because I posted on my Facebook. But if you want to feel the heart and soul of positive constitutional Bill of Rights, Ten Commandments, Golden Rule, be the best that you can be, America, come to my Facebook. I don't know what the address is, Facebook.
Everybody knows Ted Nugent Facebook.
Yeah, but bottom line. line is you'll see that common sense is alive and well out there. The work ethic that makes this country the greatest quality of life in the world is alive and well. And I want to thank everybody who does come to my Facebook and comes to my website, because that positive energy is indefatigable. It is unstoppable, and we need to let it grow. So all of us that already know the truth and that abide by the American dream work ethic, we need to kind of consult and chastise and scold our family and friends and coworkers, people at church and school, to get on board. Join the NRA. Be an NRA member. Nothing drives the left more batty than NRA membership. So that's the kind of stuff
take
we
action.
Do, and it really does make a difference.
That's right. Don't think that you can run around, and save the world, overnight so you don't do anything. No, folks, every little bit together, many hands make light work. Final point with Ted Nugent. This is out of the Daily Caller. I went to the Democratic Party groups. It's true. Also, the Washington Times is reporting it. Anti-Trump resistance groups spreading North Korean propaganda. And then I found The Hill today blames Trump for the North Korea crisis and even misquotes Putin criticizing Trump. We went to the actual quote. Putin didn't even say Trump. So what do you make of our own, these traitors now siding against America with North Korea?
Well, certainly I'm glad the term fake news has finally been documented, because I've been dealing with it for the last 45, 50 years. But it's fake news. And if you know about the rules for radical and the Saul Alinsky that tutored Hillary Clinton so she could write her law degree thesis at Columbia under the teachings of Saul Alinsky, that's the rules for radicals. They have to lie because they know that if Americans who believe in the Constitution and genuine independence, if they are constantly bombarded with lies and fake news, there's enough naive and weak and gullible people out there that'll fall for it, and that's where you get Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and that's where you get the undocumented immigrants who are voting Democrat. I've got the answer to that. We should do another show soon, because I know how to end all of that right now, but we, the people in the asset column, we've got to raise more hell, spotlight more cockroaches, and communicate more effectively and consistently with our elected employees.
That's right.
Trump's agenda accomplished.
And we just spotlighted Facebook's admitted censorship and more for folks making jokes about it. The people know the truth, and those making jokes have now been identified in the cockroach column versus the Ted Nugent plus column. I'll just say this. Lou Dobbs a month ago said, the Democrats, the globalists are trying to break our will. They want to destroy Trump to break our will. It's not going to happen. They will never break our will. And a big part of that chain, at the heart of that will, is the engine that is the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent. Ted, you're awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex. God bless America. God bless the U.S. Marine Corps. We're rocking them in Okinawa next week.
All right. You'll be right there, close to Kim Jong-un. Thank you. There goes Ted Nugent. Always great to have him with us. Now, Joy Vila is joining us along with Kaya Jones. I'm pronouncing that right. I love her music. I've watched her for a long time. About how they got censored on YouTube 2 weeks ago and blocked and their monetization killed. Same thing happened with the next guest coming on. And they can overlap with her because I got them on late. Candace Owens. She was on last week. She has the Red Pill Black. She got demonetized and some of her videos were removed after she came on. So this is going on, but they all made a big deal about it. Ms. Jones, Ms. Villa, Ms. Owens, and it blew up in their face. KayaJones.com, JoyVila.com, you follow them on Twitter. This is a big deal because these ladies are not saying anything that I would even call controversial. I mean, they're just well-spoken, they're pretty, they have nice music, they've had songs that are in the top of the charts. That's why they're being censored. That's why they're being attacked, is because they're effective and they're successful. And so this is why you hear about conservatives having to have secret societies in L.A. I know some of the top directors, top producers who literally have to meet in secret or they'd be blocked and blackballed. I mean, folks that have produced films that cost $300 million, TV shows that cost $300 million, top of the line. I know five or six big producers, and none of them are Republican or Democrat. They're just libertarian. They love America. They don't like hating America. They don't like trying to destroy the country. And they get run out of Hollywood. Who who's the famous director who did Conan the Barbarian, and he also wrote the Dirty Harry stuff, and he did Red Dawn. I was just reading about his story. Top producer, top director. But he loved America, so they basically blackballed him. I'm going to leave it at that before I go any further. The point is that there's so much happening, but they didn't want to come on about that. They wanted to come on about it before, but now YouTube left them alone. So I understand they don't want to sit there and bitch about YouTube because now YouTube backed off. But it's only because they did complain. We have to be aware that they got saved from the wolves because everybody came to their aid. But the wolves are out there banning people, blocking people every day. You know, it's Joy Vila and it's Ms. Jones last week. It's the Motor City Madman this week. So, ladies, great to have you both with us. Sorry to get you on late. I was stuck with Uncle Ted. You want to start with Kaya Jones? We'll start with Joy. Who wants to go first here?
Either way.
Yeah, I'll go first. Hi, Alex. It's great to be back on your show. You're always preaching the truth. You're always, you know, holding it down for the true Americans and the conservatives out there. We need a voice, and you are a voice. So thank you, Alex.
Well, we're in this together. And listen, I mean, it's not only do I like you and like your music and like what you say. If I disagreed with you, I'd be saying you shouldn't be banned or demonetized. This is real discrimination.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy that it happened to us. When it happened, we were absolutely shocked. And I wasn't going to go public with it, but when it happened to Kaya, I said, we have to do something about it. So we took to social media, and only because we took to social media did YouTube back.
Now, Ms. Jones, the same thing basically happened to you. What's your take on this?
Yeah, mine were my views. My views were going from, you know, over 62,000 in a couple days. By the next morning, it had dropped to 53. So it was manipulation of actual algorithms of the, and you can't take plays away versus followers and things like that. So very odd, very strange. And so me and Joy, we took to social media. And my views have now been released, and they're going back up. But yeah, there's a lot of censorship that goes on with the web. We know that they're, you know, run by these big, you know, big powers that be that have their own narrative that they want to push and control.
Well, the good news is you ladies both have got millions of followers and listeners. You've only gotten bigger standing in the face of censorship. And I know you wanted to shift gears into something really positive now. Boy, how they exacerbated the tragic events in Charlottesville, Virginia, but 3 weeks later, it blew up in their face in the tragedy, Harvey. How that, you can just feel the energy level go from negative to positive, how the polls shifted in the last week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and they tried their hardest to say that America's racist and, you know, there's white supremacy everywhere, and then you see these so-called white supremacists helping each other with the Hurricane Harvey relief. And that's what we saw when we were in Texas. We saw all different colors helping each other, joining together. And we're happy to announce we with our social media campaign and being there, we've raised $2 million with Mercury1.org.
Wow, I should have come out minute one because you started with that NFL player raising a few million, then he raised like 40-something million. You have raised $2 million. Tell folks, we should have started this out, that, you know, censored YouTubers, censored patriot, not even conservative, just censored patriot YouTubers raised $2 million for hurricane victims.
Well, that's
We use our platform. You know, Kai and I said, listen, this is important to us. Not a lot of celebrities are coming out. When we came out, it was a week ago when it started, and nobody else was coming out at the time. And so we thought, this is important. And so the first 24 hours, we actually raised $200,000. And then it just started snowballing from there. So we just ask everyone if they can give to Mercury1.org. It's a great organization. 100% of the proceeds actually go to helping the hurricane victims, unlike Red Cross, which donates 10%. And we were actually there on the ground in Houston, and they're authentic. This is the real deal. They're feeding people, clothing people. We delivered baby supplies to people who needed. It's worse than the news is saying. It's really bad out there, and it's only going to get worse unless donate. And that's why we're really, really asking. And we're so grateful to our followers and fans who've come together and helped us and jumped on the train of unity.
That's right. Talk about how bad it is, because this disaster is ongoing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kaya was there an extra day.
Well, that's the thing, that if we weren't censored and it was actual proper analytics on what you know, are allowing independent artists to have their traction and conservative independent artists, how much more money could we have raised? Because, I mean, we did this while censorship was going on. So, I mean, it was beautiful, and we were able to physically help. We did a lot of Periscopes when we were down there, but we were able to hand out, you know, gift cards, money. We cooked, all the different vets that Operation BBQ Relief, they're amazing. Yeah. And we were feeding the police.
Oh, yeah.
And the military, who hadn't eaten a hot meal since Sunday.
Yeah, so, that's right. And that's Rubicon right there, the video showing Team Rubicon. That's actually the mucking out. That's when we went out and helped these guys actually get all the stuff out of people's homes. Now, how bad is it? It smells like death out there. There is sewage in the water. There's bodies in the water. The death toll's going up. The smell, the suffocation. Now there's mold is coming out of the walls. So we had to get everything out of those homes because the mold is getting so bad that it can actually kill the people that are around.
Oh, believe me, I'm super sick, and most of my family is, and we're hundreds of miles away. Reportedly, there are mold levels never before recorded in Houston. The highest levels ever recorded, ABC News is reporting. Stay there, ladies. Please go on the next hour with us, because we have Candace Owens, also censored, coming up for her political speech, because the left wants to say all women support world government.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
along with Joey Vila. They're both big music stars. Millions and millions of people follow them, millions of song downloads. And they've got the courage to be supporting Trump in the face of the massive bullying. And most men I know, even if they like the stock market being up and jobs coming back in and America actually running our own affairs, they're scared. They want to play both sides and basically be lukewarm. That's what's gotten us to this point. The left is bullying everybody. They're not the left. They're trying to create a cult here. I used to go after Bush. I used to be a complete independent. I still am. I hate the Republican leadership. The rhinos that are trying to block Trump. But when you see somebody under such attack like Trump, how do you not get behind him when he's willing to sit there and weather this attack? You guys want to make comments to that, Ms. Jones or Ms. Fila?
Yeah, it's so true. No, go ahead. You want to go ahead, Joy?
Sure, Kaya, because I know we both know the same thing, is no other president in history has gotten so much hate but has done so much good like Donald Trump. And all he simply does is wants to make America great again. And, you know, we see so much backlash from people who just don't understand that American values need to be preserved. Conservative values need to be preserved. We need to have family first, America first. We need to make sure we're one nation under God. Unification.
And we're tolerant of everybody else. They're telling us we can't be traditionalists if we want to.
Exactly.
And I want to expand on that. You talk about delivering. Even his enemies go, well, he really does say what he means, and he really is delivering on a lot of his promises, and they're so upset about that.
Because they can't deny it. When they see the stock market is up, jobs are in. You know, I mean, talking to those Hurricane Harvey victims, I wore my Make America Great Again hat, and people walked up to me and talked to me and said, thank you for wearing that hat. We love our president. We're so glad he visited us twice. They love their president down there, and they're in the middle of trying to save their own lives, and yet they still love their president. They have hope for America.
Right.
And we have people in America who have everything handed to them on a platter, and they are complaining.
Kaya, where are we right now in America? I mean, just this epic battle going on. Would you say the forces of liberty are winning or at a stalemate or losing?
No, I we're in a scary time in America. I think it's imperative that everyone start speaking out and being proud of what their narrative is, especially if they support the president and they support our military and they support our police and they support our flag and they support our national anthem. They need to... we need to swing the pendulum. The problem is that there's such negative every day that even just energetically, you are putting out so much negative. The weather's been nuts. Everything's just so intense. And it's all, you know, just constant, constant nagging and complaining. And everything's, you know, the sky is falling. Instead of looking at it like, you know what, you had your time, 8 years. He did absolutely nothing for this country but deplete it. I'm sorry.
That's right.
But
and make race relations worse.
You know, the narrative for, you know, Obama was the same. You're the same skin as me makes you kin to me. So they look at Joy, who's biracial. I am biracial as well. And they don't really get that it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the soul. Who are you really walking with? And I'm sorry, but I have the utmost, thoughts on the ability for Trump to do everything that he said he was going to do, including building that wall.
Oh, they're scared because they know he has the ability.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies, please stay there. JoyVila.com, KayaJones.com, KayaJones.com. Be sure and follow them on Facebook and Twitter as well while you still can use those. We'll be back because the revolution is happening now, and these powerful women are at the front of the spear, the tip of the spear against the bullies, against the censorship, against the mind control. Say whatever you want about them. They got courage. They're not under the mind control.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin.